Nolte, Trump's job approval booms to highest mark since inauguration. By John Nolte on May 9, 2019. President Trump's job approval average in the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of polls is over 45% for the first time since inauguration. As of this writing, according to RCP's running average of recent polls, Trump enjoys a healthy 45.1% job approval rating, while 52% disapprove. Trump has not been over 45% since February of 2017, when he was still enjoying the first blush of a new president. Over the last 27 or so months of his presidency, Trump's average approval has briefly spiked over 44% a few times and dropped to as low as 37%, December 2017. But since February of this year, Trump's approval rating has climbed over 4 points, from 40.8%, while his disapproval rating dipped more than 3 points. This means he is upside down by only 7 points, his best showing since early 2017 thanks to a net movement of 7 full points in his favor. Obviously, with the release of the Mueller report, which debunked the media's 2-year Russian collusion hoax, the wind is at the president's back. Also benefiting the president is economic news, almost all of which is good to great. Again and again, Trumponomics have resulted in record low unemployment numbers, a sustained stock market rally, and GDP growth that continues to stun economic experts, almost of whom, like the rest of America's experts, are truly terrible at their jobs. The worst nightmare for Democrats and our fake news media has just been realized. With the Russia collusion hoax officially debunked, Trump is now seen as a normal president in the eyes of the public, a duly elected president. The campaign to delegitimize him as a mistaken cheater is over. With this cloud finally removed, voters will look at Trump's actual record, a record that can be summed up in 2 words: peace and prosperity. As someone who lived through the 90s, I also wonder if we also aren't seeing the beginnings of a backlash against Trump's bitter political enemies in the establishment media and Congress. While former President Bill Clinton did have a sleazy sexual affair with a much younger subordinate in the Oval Office and did commit perjury to cover it up, the American people rebelled against congressional efforts to remove him from office over a personal matter. But it was also a rebellion against an attempt to cripple a president who the public widely saw as doing a good job. And Clinton did do a good job as president. If nothing else, he worked with a GOP Congress, stayed out of the way of the tech boom and low energy prices, which allowed the Reagan boom to march on through a second decade. In the eyes of the voters, the Russia collusion investigation is over. Poll after poll show that the public now wants to move on. But Democrats are refusing to move on, and in a way they can't. First off, their wild-eyed base still wants Trump impeached, but Democrats also need to make as much noise as possible to distract from Attorney General William Barr's investigation into the Russia collusion investigators, most especially former FBI Director James Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and a gaggle of dirty cops and corrupt bureaucrats who attempted to rig the 2016 election for Hillary and then remove Trump through a 7 days in May-style coup. This puts Democrats in a bind with the public tired of the anti-Trump hysteria. My guess is that the media are also feeding a backlash that benefits Trump by piling on with nonsense disguised as bombshells. Tuesday's hysterical New York Times story over Trump's taxes is a perfect example. All the Times did was repackage old news that the Times itself reported in the 90s, news everyone was aware of during the 2016 campaign, in the hopes it could gaslight the public into believing Trump's 2-decade-old and well-publicized financial problems amount to a scandal in 2019. Trump could very well enjoy a Clintonian "leave the guy alone, he's doing a good job" phase of his presidency, which of course will only drive his enemies to act even crazier, if that's possible. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.